More than a dozen countries have condemned Israel after its forces fired in the direction of a diplomatic convoy visiting the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The incident, which occurred on 21 May, involved representatives from the European Union, United Kingdom, China, Russia, and several other nations. According to the Israeli army, its troops fired warning shots when the convoy allegedly strayed from an agreed route. No injuries were reported. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the shots were meant to distance them away. The diplomatic delegation, comprising around 20 visibly marked vehicles, was on a visit coordinated with the Israeli military. Canada, Prime Minister Mark Carney. The Israeli ambassador has been summoned to Global Affairs to see the minister and explain. "We expect a full investigation and we expect an immediate explanation of what happened. It's totally unacceptable. It's some of many things that are totally unacceptable that's going on in the region." United Kingdom, Parliamentary Undersecretary Hamish Falconer. "Today's events in Jenin are unacceptable. I have spoken to our diplomats who were affected. Civilians must always be protected, and diplomats allowed to do their jobs. There must be a full investigation, and those responsible should be held accountable." Ireland, Prime Minister Michael Martin. "I am deeply shocked and horrified that the Israeli forces today opened fire on a group of diplomats visiting the town of Jenin. Thankfully, nobody was killed or injured. I unreservedly condemn this aggressive, intimidatory, and violent act. This is not and must never be a normal way to behave." Italy, Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. "We ask the government of Israel to immediately clarify what happened. The threats against diplomats are unacceptable." France, Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot. "A visit to Jenin, in which one of our diplomats was participating, was fired upon by Israeli soldiers. This is unacceptable. The Israeli ambassador will be summoned to explain. Full support to our agents on site and their remarkable work in trying conditions." Germany, Federal Foreign Office. "The Federal Foreign Office strongly condemns this unprovoked fire. We can count ourselves lucky that nothing more serious occurred. The group was traveling in the West Bank in the course of its diplomatic work, and in coordination with the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli Army. The role of diplomats as independent observers on the ground is indispensable, and in no way represents a threat to Israeli security interests. The Israeli government must immediately investigate the circumstances and respect the inviolability of diplomats." Qatar, Ministry of Foreign Affairs.